Brokers, Builders, and Bourbon, a conversation about all the good things in the bluegrass with your host, Mike Warner.
Welcome to Brokers, Builders, and Bourbon of the Bluegrass. I'm your host, Mike Warner, co-owner of Warner Builders, my son, Chris Warner, broker with Warner Realty, and we're just proud to be on the Hound Network today. We've got with us some really special guests. We have Summer Jackson and Megan Hawkins from the Lexington Humane Society. Welcome, ladies.
Thank you. We are delighted to be here.
Happy to be here, Mike.
Happy to be here. Wonderful. Yes. Love to hear that. So just a little bit, I like to get to know my guests and the people who listen like to know. I'm Lexingtonian, born and raised. Tell me about yourself, Megan. Where are you from?
If you can't tell from my accent, Eastern Kentucky.
What part?
As far east as you can go. Like I could throw a rock over into West Virginia.
Okay, so well, my Pike wife's County. From Prestonsburg.
Prestonsburg.
So. Yeah, Floyd County.
Black Cats. Is that the team? Because football is really big there.
I think it is, yes.
Belfry Pirates is where I went to school.
Yes, well, and Coach Haywood.
Coach Haywood.
Was
unfortunately passed away.
I know, yes.
My brothers played football. My dad grew up and was great friends with Coach Haywood. A really good guy.
Oh, wonderful. I actually helped him win his very first state championship in 1972 at Tate's Creek. He was a student teacher assistant coach, and we happened to win the state championship that year, my senior year. And in his books, he says, you know, we wanted the first year I coached. He said, I thought it must be easy. He said it was like 15 years until he got his second one. But then I think he's got like eight now. And he's winningest coach in high school
Belfry
history.
Belfry is a powerhouse. And my brother is part of the team that had the first championship game or team for Belfry. And that was in 2003.
He wrote two books, Faith, Family, and Football. And then he wrote a second book. I've drawn a blank on it, but both of them were excellent books.
Yeah. But I digress. Youngest of nine, so large family, Eastern Kentucky, came here to UK for school. Yeah. I wanted to do med school. Then I switched to law school, then nursing. Mm-hmm. I ended up in the nonprofit field and fell in love and found my passion.
Well, great.
So I'm here to stay.
That's great. Yeah. That's wonderful. When did you come to UK?
UK 2006.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, Summer, how about you? Where are you from?
I'm from the other part of the state. I'm from Owensboro. I'm a Western Kentucky girl.
Well, my partner, Dwayne Kohler, is from Owensboro. He's been here a long, long time, but he grew up in Owensboro. So.
Yep. Great barbecue.
Excellent. Yeah. Moonlight.
Moonlight, absolutely. I'm an old Hickory fan. Yes. Okay. But it's all equal opportunity to me. Love it all.
Right.
Yes.
That's right.
Went to Davis County High School and then came to UK in 1997, graduated in 2001. And I graduated with a merchandising degree and then spent 10 years in senior management at Macy's and then moved to the Humane Society and fell in love. Mm-hmm. And I'm also there to stay.
Yeah.
For sure.
Mm-hmm. Wonderful. Now, married?
I am. Yeah.
Children?
Married to my husband, Kurt. Just celebrated 20 years of marriage. And,
wonderful.
We have three dogs who are our babies.
That's wonderful. Yeah. How about you, Megan? Married?
Married, and I have a one-year-old son and a three-year-old son.
Fantastic.
And dogs and cats, the whole crew.
Yeah. That's the best. That is the best. Well, like I said, I grew up here in Lexington, born and raised here. I left in 1980, joined the Air Force, did 2 years in Texas, came back, and worked in the family business. My dad was a builder. My grandfather was a builder. And now Chris and his brother, Tommy, and now starting next month, Brother Blake's going to join us. So we'll have four Warners in it, which is kind of fun. It'll be a real family business. And we do both residential and commercial building, and that's kind of how we pay the bills. But we talk about that a lot on the show, but today we like to do human interest stories. And the Humane Society, you all do such a wonderful job. I personally have adopted two dogs from you all.
Oh, wonderful.
It's been a while back, but there were two. Actually, one of them was named Jesse. Two of them were named Jesse, actually. Mm-hmm. But the first Jesse was like, go down in history as maybe the finest dog ever.
Yes.
I mean, just one of those. And I was in school at UK when I adopted her, and times were a little bit different back then. I understand that. This was 1975, 6, 7. But I lived on Woodland Avenue, and I would ride my bicycle, and she would jog beside me, and I would pull up, I'd ride my bike to campus, park my bike, go to class, come out, and she'd just be sitting by my bike when I got back out. No leash, nothing. She'd just sit by the bike, and then we'd go home. She just was like,
yeah.
tied to me. I don't know if it was, I always said it was because I adopted her. I don't know if it really was or not, but uh-huh. she just really was like special to me.
Absolutely. That connection.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you see that with people who adopt pets?
I think
there?
Everyone has that story though. Everyone really? Has that dog, whether they currently have it or pass, that mm-hmm. is the best dog ever. And they're right.
Yeah.
No one's wrong about that.
Yeah.
That's right.
I
yeah.
saw a quote
yeah.
the other day and it tugged at my heartstrings and it brought tears to my mm-hmm. eyes. I'm homesick for a dog that I'll never see again in this lifetime.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. yeah.
And we all have that dog.
Yeah.
Or
absolutely.
Cat.
Yeah.
And those are the people we see that come out to adopt.
Yes.
And if they haven't yet, we're reaching those people and educating them to come out and do the same thing.
Absolutely. Yeah. yeah.
So is the role of president, mm-hmm. is that a paid position or a voluntary position?
It is a paid position
okay.
yes, that I'm very new to.
Mm-hmm.
I've been part of the Humane Society family for over 15 years,
mm-hmm.
But I'm very new to the role of president. I was just placed in the position and promoted to that job back in July of this year.
Wow.
So our former president, Susan Malcolm, spent 17 years building up the Humane Society and left a tremendous legacy
mm-hmm.
And recently retired. And Susan and I go way back. She hired me as an intern at Macy's
wow.
When I was still in college.
Yeah.
And so we worked together for nearly 7 years there. And when I started to look for a career change, I had reached out to Susan and asked her for a reference.
Mm-hmm.
She called me back a month later and said, how about instead of a reference, I have a job for you. And
nice.
So I went there and made that leap. From a corporate job to nonprofit nearly 15 years ago. And I always say it's the second best decision I've ever made, short of marrying my husband.
Well, that's good. Yeah. That's important.
It really is. And so I'm new to the position, but definitely very familiar with the Humane Society and the wonderful team of mm-hmm. compassionate people that that make up our team. I'm always so impressed by how much our team knows and how much, and more importantly, how much they care.
Yeah.
So it's just been a win-win, you know, since the day I walked in.
That's awesome. Mm-hmm. So, Summer, what does a typical day as president of the Humane Society look like?
Sure. Busy.
Every yes. day is different, right?
Every
yeah.
day is different,
yeah.
absolutely. So we spend a lot of our first part of the morning really engaging with our team to figure mm-hmm. out, you know, operations-wise, what's it look like for our animals? You know, how many kennels do we have open for the animals that will be coming in to us and to our partner agency, Lexington mm-hmm. Fayette Animal Care and Control,
mm-hmm.
which is our own subsidiary that also operates on the same campus as the Humane Society.
Okay.
And so we work very closely with them hand in hand to identify, you know, how many open cages do we have for animals that will be coming in to us that day as strays or on relinquished
yeah.
pets. We've spent a lot of time talking about, you know, all the animal's journey from the start of their experience with the Humane Society and Animal Care and Control until they go up for adoption.
Mm-hmm.
So a big part of that morning is invested in making sure that their experiences are positive and that we're moving them in the right direction.
Wow.
And really, the rest of my day is really based in kind of four different corners. How do we drive donations?
Mm-hmm.
How do we increase adoptions?
Mm-hmm.
How do we keep our volunteers engaged? And then how do we engage our community,
yeah.
both on our campus as well as out in Lexington and all parts of Kentucky?
We call that Dave.
It's Dave, yes.
Donations, yeah. adoptions, volunteers, engagement.
And engagement,
yeah.
yeah.
Well, you're on the Hound Network, and there couldn't be a better place to
get people engaged,
get people
right?
engaged, yeah, we'll do that.
Absolutely.
So Megan, Director of Development, what is that title?
Of Dave,
mm-hmm.
I help oversee donations, volunteers, and engagement.
Yeah. Wow.
So overseeing the people that make the donations, the sponsorships, the events that fundraise,
mm-hmm.
the volunteers that come of their time, which is so valuable, more
yeah.
valuable than anything we have,
mm-hmm.
and then educating the community, whether that is at the events that we have or through the website or through posts on social pages.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So events, I'm on the Alzheimer's board,
yeah.
the local mm-hmm. Alzheimer's. And we just had our biggest event that we have every year, the Walk for the Cure for Alzheimer's. And I think we raised almost $200,000 over a period of 2 months, but it leads up to the walk. What is your all's, how do you raise money?
We have four big events. We do Telsing Els, and that mm-hmm. is a beer and wine tasting event that has become our most popular
mm-hmm.
event. And hopefully, if we're lucky, that can bring in $100,000. It's
Where's
become
that?
Very popular.
That different places.
The one coming up is Friday, March 13th, 2026, at the Hilton downtown. Nice. We've had that location the last couple of years, uh-huh. and it does really well in that atmosphere. And we have yeah. Muttstruck, which is yeah. just a one
that.
And a half
I've
mile. You've done that? A fun,
excellent.
Friendly
yeah.
walk for your dogs.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
We had that at Legends Field this past year. Mm-hmm. We're making plans for it this year, trying to decide yeah. the venue and the location. We have Doggy Paddle. And that's such a fun event. We say that's the dog's favorite.
Is that at Woodland Park? Or
at the last couple of years, it's been held at Southland Pool.
Okay.
A few years ago, we had to move it because of restructuring at Woodland.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think they were taking apart that pirate ship or something.
Right.
And it worked out really well at Southland Pool. It was a big location. And that's held this Saturday after Labor Day. So pools are closed to the public, but they haven't drained them yet. So yeah. the dogs can just go in and wreak havoc and have fun.
Oh, that sounds like a ball.
And it's amazing how well the dogs get along.
Yeah.
People that don't attend it, they're so surprised. Like they're yeah. on their best behavior.
It's a lesson for us.
It is.
How well
right?
they get along. Yes.
No kidding.
yeah.
That's the truth. We all should learn from that. Right
absolutely.
There.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. So how are is all of your money through donations?
Yes, it mm-hmm. is. We are 100% reliant on the generosity of our community.
Wow.
So while there are national organizations that many folks are familiar with, I'm sure, ASPCA, mm-hmm. Best Friends Society, Humane World for Animals, those folks are working on the national level, and they have a different mission and purpose that is very important, but it's different than ours. And so our funds come completely from the community. Donors in the form of individual donors, sponsors through corporations, mm-hmm. You name it.
Yeah.
And so that we are really reliant on the generosity of folks to be able to help us to further our mission and do more for the animals and also do more for the community of Lexington to be able yeah. to provide services to help folks to keep their pets in their home mm-hmm. as well. That's a big part of our mission.
Yeah, that is so cool. I mean, the corporate world is such a big giant mm-hmm. and to think of a business model like yours that just 100% funded by mm-hmm. like say generosity of donors and people that want to mm-hmm. contribute
and I think we've barely tapped into the corporate world. That's something mm-hmm. we're working on and plans for the next mm-hmm. few years. It's definitely an untapped resource for us.
Well, absolutely. And I just like I say, I do something that's different, but and I only do it once a year for the Alzheimer's, but we do. I mean, there are some large national corporations that mm-hmm. want to support us. Now, it's a little different than yours because technically all the money kind of goes into one big pot
mm-hmm.
and then it's distributed out for the needs. But still, the corporate sponsors are a huge part of our mm-hmm. annual fundraising. So.
Certainly.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. We are so fortunate to have a very supportive community. Because we rely on them, we appreciate all of the support, and this is just a great opportunity that you've given us to engage with our community and be able to, talk about, what's coming up
mm-hmm.
and then, what are our challenges and how people can support us. A lot of folks will think, we hear a lot of times that folks will say, I could never go into the Humane Society or how could you work there? It's yeah. so sad to see all of those animals yeah. in cages. And, our former president, Susan Malcolm, I think said it best, we're not concerned about the ones that are in our care.
Yeah.
They are spoiled, rotten.
Yes.
Yeah,
yes.
I'm sure.
They are walked. They are engaged. They are enriched. Mm-hmm. They're cared for. They're given, great care by our medical team,
mm-hmm.
Full bellies, lots of love and attention.
Yeah.
So we're not worried about the ones that are in our care. We're worried about the ones that aren't, the ones
yeah.
that need
yeah.
us and worried about helping people to keep their beloved pets in their homes.
Yeah.
So,
and
so
yeah. to add to that, it's okay if you don't want to step in the shelter.
Yeah.
There's other ways you can help out,
mm-hmm.
even a simple donation on the mm-hmm. website. Even dropping off donations at the door.
Absolutely.
I heard that there's a radio station that gives away hats for donations.
That's right. Yeah, just
really.
I heard that. We just found out
as well.
Yeah,
we did it a few times.
Maybe we'll get some hats.
I think it's the Hound Network. It gives
right.
you a free hat for a donation of any size over
$5,000.
$20.
Yeah.
Over $20. Is that what?
Yeah. Every little helps, right?
That's
yeah.
right. Every dollar right. counts.
We love that. We'd love to promote that as well.
Well,
for sure.
We always like to talk about the Hound Network, too, because they've been so good to us. And I just think that the whole concept is awesome. But so I read in the paper or online now, or you see on the news, mm-hmm. mistreated, malnourished pets. That's real sad to me. I know it is to y'all too, but how often do you see that? How do you handle that? What happens if you get a phone call that says, you know, my neighbor's hoarding, they've got 20 dogs over there and I can see their ribs? How do y'all handle something like that?
Yeah, we have what we believe and what is proven in their work, the best animal care and control agency in Kentucky.
Mm-hmm.
They are, how we operate alongside of animal care and control, how it works is the Humane Society owns Lexington Fayette Animal Care and Control.
Mm-hmm.
And so the Humane Society is a nonprofit charitable organization, and then Animal Care and Control is owned by the Humane Society, but they also operate on an annual renewable contract with the City of Lexington. And so Animal Care and Control and the Humane Society, their relationship is, to kind of make an example, it's if you walk into Target and there's a Starbucks,
mm-hmm.
right? In that example, Lexington Humane is the Target,
mm-hmm.
and then Animal Care and Control is the Starbucks. So one exists inside of the other. We have two separate missions, two separate purposes, two separate budgets,
mm-hmm.
but we work very, very closely together.
Yeah.
And Animal Care and Control is going to be that agency that's going to respond to all calls for service out in the community.
Mm-hmm.
So if someone has a lost dog that they found, or
mm-hmm.
Or any type of need that is an animal-related emergency, they're going to call upon Animal Care and Control, and that team of officers is going to go out and respond to those calls for service and investigate those calls for potential care and treatment issues.
Yeah. You said something that made me want to ask a question.
Mm-hmm.
Lost pet.
Mm-hmm.
If Cuomo's never going to get too far from beside me, but
yeah.
But for someone who loses a pet, mm-hmm. is the Humane Society someplace, do they contact you guys? Do they come out there to see if perhaps animal control has brought them to y'all's facility? How does that work?
Sure. We try to make it as easy as possible to reunite pets with their families.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's going to fall on Animal Care and Control once again. And folks, if they've lost their pet, they can jump on the website for Animal Care and Control to see if their pet is in
contact
with mm-hmm. animal
so,
control.
Yeah, that's great.
Do a walkthrough?
Yeah. Absolutely. We want people to come and do a walkthrough at our campus in Old Frankfort Pike,
mm-hmm.
see if their pet is impounded. And while once they do locate their pet, hopefully their pets are safe and with us.
Mm-hmm.
And then before we let them go, we always want to encourage folks to get that microchip because that's going to ensure or increase the opportunity for that pet to be successfully reunited with its owner and family.
And then if they don't have them yet, file a lost report so we have all the information on file.
Well, our first segment has come to a close, so I'm going to just say thank you guys for being on the show. I'm Mike Warner, my son Chris Warner. If you're thinking about building in Lexington, Kentucky, residential or commercial or equine, please give us a call, 859-421-0800. We'll be back after the break.
Welcome back to Brokers, Builders, and Bourbon.
Welcome back to Brokers, Builders, and Bourbon of the Bluegrass. I'm your host, Mike Warner, principal broker at Warner Realty. If you're buying or selling in Lexington, give me a call. Our commissions are negotiable, but our service is not. We give you our very best every single time. So we're talking about so many wonderful things. And during the break, because I think didn't know whether to ask, but the question was asked, and I wanted you to expand on a little bit. I think of, again, Kevin Smith's been on this show,
mm-hmm.
one of our favorite people ever, but it's a small animal clinic.
Mm-hmm.
And I think when I have visited the Humane Society, I think of it in terms of small animal clinic, cats and dogs, mm-hmm. really is what I think of. What about, Collie asked, go ahead.
Yeah, just like in this environment around here, we have a lot of horses and people love them, and the equine, I suppose, community is huge, but still there's people who can't. Not that they don't want to, let's say, but they can't take care of their animals the way that they should be taken care of.
Yeah.
Do you come across much of that in the area? And what happens when you do come across
sure.
bigger animals?
We can't say we see it often, but we do
right.
see it to
right.
the mm-hmm. so much to the fact that we have a pig paddock on our property.
A pig
stables,
paddock.
Stables, a barn.
Mm-hmm.
We see different livestock.
Mm-hmm.
We see horses. We see pigs. We've seen sheep,
yes.
lambs.
Yeah. Absolutely. Because
I'm trying to think of the most strange things we've had. An Arctic fox.
Yeah.
Arctic fox?
Yes.
What's that? What was that really
unusual. And this doesn't necessarily mean they go up for adoption. Mm-hmm. They are picked up and taken in by LFACC.
Sure.
And usually, hopefully, reclaimed or sent mm-hmm. to a rescue or somewhere mm-hmm. else that can better care for them than we can.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. One thing that was in the office, like a lemur, it was illegal to have here.
Right, yeah. Yes.
We see it all. We currently have a ball python.
Yeah, we do.
In our yard. And we have rabbits and guinea pigs and hamsters up for adoption, in addition to dogs and cats. Yeah. Yes.
But the horses are not up for adoption. You're looking for someone long-term care, like...
They go into long-term foster care or to an equine rescue. But we have taken them in before, and we will care for them as long as they need.
Absolutely, yes. And you bring up a good point that it isn't necessarily, definitely there are instances where there are acts of cruelty, where there is willful neglect and cruel acts committed against animals. And that is happening, you know, across the state of Kentucky, just like it happens everywhere. But the bigger issue that we face is, you know, it, for a lot of people, it's a luxury to have an animal. You know, life is hard and life is expensive. Yeah. And so it takes a lot to be able to provide the proper care for an animal. Yeah. Sometimes folks just get in over their head or the, you know, life kind of hands them mm-hmm. a curveball. Mm-hmm. And so they just run into situations where they can no longer care for their pet.
Yeah.
And so that's where, while we want to be a last resort for folks, that's what our purpose is to be there for folks and be there for the pets, to be able to make sure that they receive the proper care mm-hmm. and either get placed, you know, get reclaimed by their owners, or that they get moved on to a second chance at a forever home.
Yeah. That's good to know, because you're right. There are so many, you know, buying a pet is a wonderful thing. Mm-hmm. Owning a pet mm-hmm. is, you know, has its challenges. It just does.
You're right.
And I've been very fortunate, very blessed that the dogs that I've had have been relatively healthy. Mm-hmm. But I can say the same thing about myself. I've been healthy, but I have friends that, you know, their pets have a lot of health issues that are very, very expensive.
Sure.
And so when people get to that point where I can't do this anymore, there's a resource for them. They can come talk
to you. There's a place for them. Another small way that we help out is having a pet food pantry for assistance. Mm-hmm. Just with the current state of the country, it's a small way that we can give back to people if funds are low and make sure that the pets are still fed.
I saw, I'm going to do this, so I'm going to announce it first right here on Brokers, Builders, Suburban Bluegrass on the Hound Network.
Uh-oh.
Breaking news. So I go to Birmingham quite often. I've got a daughter, son-in-law, two grandkids there. Mm-hmm. And in the neighborhood that they live in, I have, where I live, in off East Main Street, I have a little library. I built it myself, a little library. I've got books in there. Mm-hmm. Well, it's starting to show some years, mm-hmm. and I probably need to, this winter, take it down and go in my shop and build a new one. But in Birmingham, in the neighborhood that my daughter and son-in-law live in, there is a box, and it's got pet treats, pet toys, mm-hmm. pet food, and it's like a little library for pets. People walk up, and when we walk her, she goes with us. We walk up the street. She always knows. She stops right at that mm-hmm. little thing, you know, little house there.
Oh, she expects it.
Oh, she expects. She, you know, sits down like, okay, this is where we stop and get a treat, and she gets a little treat. And
let me ask you this. What is the enclosure? Because here I feel like possums and raccoons would break into it.
Right? Well, it's a lot like a little library. It's 4 or 5 feet off, 3 or 4 feet off the ground, and it does have doors on it. But
mm-hmm.
yeah, but certainly, you know, yeah, I mean, mm-hmm. yeah, I could see how a raccoon especially could get in.
Oh, raccoon, so smart.
Mm-hmm. But it's just a neat idea, because I've heard also of food. People use these little libraries today to put food out for people who are, you know, need some extra food. But I hadn't seen one for pets. It was kind of cool to do that.
Absolutely.
We'll start that, Colin.
Right. Mm-hmm. Build them.
We'll build
them.
There
you go.
That's right. Like
there's
that.
Our,
cool.
there's
That's
our
right.
building.
Yes. Serving
That's
that
right.
need.
That's right. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But what about, like, obviously you're helping people by having a food area as well. So what's the process to become, like, a foster family for dogs, and sometimes you're going to be overrunning the shelter or different, different aspects like that. So what's the process to like put your name on the list that like we can take care of dogs or cats or whatever else animals are coming through?
Absolutely.
Frankly, it's a simple process. We want to make it as simple as possible to encourage everyone to do it. Mm-hmm. Just a matter of filling out the application on the website. Mm-hmm. Just so we have your information, we know what you're looking for. Mm-hmm. And then someone will contact you within the next 1 to 2 days. And then you could be coming in that week, picking up a dog, a cat, kitten, puppy to foster. And you could foster for 2 weeks, you could foster for 2 months, whatever works with your lifestyle and your schedule. Research has shown that even a day out of the shelter makes a difference in a dog's mental health.
Great. So that's a great question, because I had never thought about that. There's a difference between fostering a pet and adopting
a pet. It's a great option for those who can't make the commitment, and they are still making such a difference.
Absolutely. Foster care for us is one of the fastest growing departments and parts of our organization. Right now, 35% of our animal population resides in foster care.
They're not in the building.
They're not even
they're
in the
people's
building.
Houses.
Yeah, and so when you walk into our adoption center, you may see some empty cages, but that doesn't mean that there isn't an animal somewhere that's receiving care, and it doesn't mean that the need is any smaller or less than. But we have folks that will come in and take, you know, long-term residents and get them out of the shelter. Adoptable animals will keep them in their home.
They can market them a different way than we can. They have them in homes, in cars, at the parks.
Yeah.
And a program we recently launched is Foster to Adopt. So people can test drive a dog before making that commitment.
I like it.
Because we lovingly call ourselves, you know, used cat salespeople.
Exactly.
Used dog salespeople, right?
Yeah.
We love what we do, but, you know, but we're in the mission of getting those animals into homes and making sure that there's that perfect fit. So, yeah, fostering is a huge component. And we have a great team of a foster care team who's really dedicated to making sure that there's good education. So even if you've never fostered before, that team is willing and able to set you up with all the supplies, all the tools, all the education that you need to be able to take care of, you know, litters of kittens or, you know, maybe a dog that needs some socialization. So, and you don't pay for anything as a foster parent. That cost for those supplies is on the Humane Society. So we're going to support you through every way so that you can, not only through foster care, you're not just saving, you know, one life, you're saving two by opening up that space for us.
That is so cool. So we were talking a minute ago, if I say Kevin Smith's name once, I'll probably say it 20 times just because we're friends and I adore him. But but you said, do you have a full-time medical staff there?
We are so thankful and lucky that we do.
Absolutely. Yeah. We have a senior veterinarian, Dr. Liz Ubelor, who's been with the organization for nearly 20 years. And then we also have a care and treatment veterinarian who joined our team just over a year ago. And so they lead the medical teams, and we have a team of vet technicians and then surgery technicians who are responsible for all the care and treatment for the animals that are in our care. So,
and as of today, how many in care?
Just over 400.
Over 400
in care.
As of today. Yeah. Of course, that number changes daily, and it changes with the seasons. It can fluctuate.
We may have some technical difficulties here.
Don't work with children or dogs. That's what I say. Or children or animals, right?
Yeah. There you go.
Starting to go around season.
The hound.
There you go.
So, I'm sorry. So you've got a senior comas.
No, that's okay.
So you have a senior veterinarian, and you have another veterinarian. There as well.
Veterinarian, yes, and so they lead the charge, and they we have a surgery team, and we also have a vet tech team, and the vet tech team is responsible for setting up those animals for success, so processing them in, making sure that they're we have treatment plans if they're sick or need socialization or if they need medicine. We get them on for spay neuter surgery. So when an animal goes up for adoption, it's been spayed or neutered, microchipped, fully vaccinated, and received, you know, a kind of a 10-point inspection, if you will, to make sure that it's healthy and happy and ready to go.
And they come with a free vet visit.
That's right.
Thanks to Dr. Smith at Rich Monroe Vet Clinic and Taze Creek Animal Hospital.
That's great. That's awesome. So back to Director of Development for a second, Megan. I know it's a busy process, and fundraising is perhaps takes up a lot of your time. What other roles do you play within the day-to-day? Do you interact with the pets out there?
I do, as much as my job allows. And, of course, we always make the time to do it. Everyone has a dog in their cage. We have office cat or a dog in their office. We have office cats we take care of. But I have to focus on the community and the outside world of that, and how can we get them in?
Yeah.
How can we get them to support us, whether it is attending the events or participating in the auction that we currently have going on? We have an auction with great things.
What is it?
Launches tomorrow.
Tell us about, mm-hmm.
It goes through the 16th.
Kibbles and Bits.
Yeah, right. Thank you for that.
Kibbles and Bits. It will go live right. on November 6th.
Yeah.
And runs through the 16th. Lots of bourbon in there.
Nice. Okay. Yes. All right.
UK tickets, great seats for basketball games. Yeah. Okay. Two separate trips to Lake Tahoe, winter and summer.
I mean, and right on the lake, yes.
Nice.
Yeah, absolutely. Beautiful accommodations. Mm-hmm. And somebody's going to win big on that trip. So, yeah.
And I'm sure there's someone owns this that donated this.
Yes.
That's correct.
Yeah,
all these are donations. That's so we're wonderful. So thankful for the generosity.
Yeah.
And a handmade dulcimer. The person who made it came in last week to play it for the dogs. Music therapy. We love that.
That's awesome.
So there's always looking at ways to get people engaged and involved.
How do we bid on these items? Is this online?
Online. Mm-hmm. It's an online silent auction. Again, we try and make it as simple as possible. If you go to our website, it will be the main
pop-up.
What is
the website?
AdoptLove.net.
That's right.
What?
We'll have it on top of our social pages, too. AdoptLove.net.
AdoptLove.
Don't you love that?
Net.
And that's our motto.
That's good.
That is good. Yeah, that is really good.
Do you guys
good.
Work with other adoption agencies in town?
Sure. We're not affiliated, so everybody's kind of self-sustaining. But
we
absolutely, yes. There is room in animal welfare for every rescue and every organization
absolutely.
That is wanting to make animals' lives better. And so there's no competitive edge or anything like that.
Yeah.
We are in it for each other. And, everybody is fulfilling and serving a need.
Mm-hmm.
And so where, most of the other organizations that are in animal welfare in Lexington don't have the benefit of having a brick and mortar, right?
Mm-hmm.
So they're operating strictly off of through foster parents and foster homes, and they're serving that need in a different way. And so there is room for everybody to be able to move the mark and make Kentucky a better place for animals.
What about surrounding counties? Do you all, one's too crowded, do you all take help out?
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. There have been so many shelters across the state that have been faced with, big disasters, the floods that happened, that impacted, Harrodsburg and Franklin County, not too terribly long ago.
Yeah.
Tornadoes a couple of years ago in western Kentucky.
Absolutely.
Floods in southeastern Kentucky.
Yeah.
We've even helped shelters across the country, southeastern areas.
Absolutely. And so typically how we are able to help is we will, of course, donate and provide supplies where we can. And then in those situations, too, we will be able to take in animals that have already been living in that shelter so that frees up space for the displaced animals in that community to take space in those shelters. So, so again, the need is great. And it will never go away.
Sure.
And so we're just apt to ready.
And to go back to your development question, like we're busy all the time, but we're gearing up for our busiest season.
Absolutely.
The holiday season is when we really hope and anticipate for a lot of donations. We're so thankful for people that do donate to us because we know there's so many other organizations that they could give to during this time of year.
Mm-hmm.
We have the auction going on. And then December 2nd, Giving Tuesday. And thanks to people that support us, like Nancy Barron and Associates Inc. Investments, we have the opportunity to raise $100,000 in one day.
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because her business is matching up to $50,000. So that is a day that is a team effort, all hands on deck, all departments on deck for one day.
Yeah. What day is it? Exactly.
December 2nd. So it's always the Tuesday after Thanksgiving.
Mm-hmm.
You have the Black Friday, Cyber Monday. So, okay, let's give back. Gratitude. Mm-hmm. So Giving Tuesday.
That's
just kind of a good end for a busy calendar year.
That is so cool. Well, our second segment has come to a close. They go too quick, but again, just thank you all for coming. If you are considering building in Lexington, Kentucky, or the surrounding counties, or we go to Louisville as well, think about Warner Builders, Chris Warner and Mike Warner. We'd love to talk with you if we can help in any way. New construction, remodeling, residential, commercial, or equine, 859-421-0800. We'll be back after the break.
Welcome back to Brokers, Builders, and Bourbon.
Welcome back. We've got the Lexington Humane Society here today, AdoptLove.net.
Mm-hmm.
If you go on there, you can... First thing that's going to pop up is their...
Auction that runs the 6th to the 16th,
tomorrow.
And then the other pop-up in your face will be a raffle for an e-bike.
valued at over $6,000. Tickets are just $50, and we're only doing 250 tickets.
Well, fantastic.
And the drawing will be November 15th. And just like the auction, it's online, so you can do everything from your phone or from a laptop.
Very cool. So, yeah, so adoptlove.net. Let's get on there. Let's drive these bids up. I love an auction.
That would be great.
Like this.
Thank you.
Yeah, I mean, these are great. So
it's a win for everyone.
It really is. It's really fun. So, Kali, you were talking about in Ireland, there was a saying that during the break you said. What was that saying again?
Well, around this time, it's kind of happened a lot. And it was, puppies are for life, not just for Christmas. So,
gotcha.
You know, and it just, which compounded is, that, it's not just a gift.
It's a message.
Yeah, it's a proper message. Yes. Yeah, so, I was wondering, really, do you guys get a lot more people that are coming in and adopting animals around this time for that kind of Christmas gift? I don't want to say gift, but to, like, for kids, it is a gift. You
know? Certainly.
Bring any type of dog, not just a puppy.
Absolutely. There's no better gift, in my opinion.
There
right?
isn't.
Yeah, I'd love
a kitten with a ribbon bow around his neck.
Yeah. But our adoptions team also, I think, does an exceptional job of making sure that, you know, when folks come into our adoption center, we want them to walk in and not be distracted by anything.
Yeah.
We want them to be able to focus on, you know, a clean, bright, well-lit, beautiful facility that is also hosting and housing beautiful, healthy animals, and also making sure that they are educating and sharing knowledge with our potential adopters and visitors about the commitment that it takes to be able to add a pet to their family.
Yeah.
And so we try to eliminate any barriers or obstacles to adoption. We try to have very affordable fees while being able to still cover the cost of care for those animals.
Right.
And, you know, every animal will walk away, again, spayed or neutered, microchip, fully vaccinated, free vet visit with Dr. Smith and his team. And they really spend a lot of time really helping folks to kind of identify the type of pet that's going to fit their lifestyle so that we can ensure that if somebody is looking for, you know, to add to their pet family and maybe surprise a family member with a new pet, that we're ensuring that that pet's going to be able to stay in that home for forever.
Yeah.
Right.
So this is Saturday on the show. It airs Saturday morning at 7 to 8 on the Hound. Tuesday is Veterans Day, and you said you have something going on for Veterans Day, a special at Hamburg Pavilion. What's that? Tell us about it.
So our main campus, everybody can find us at 1600 Old Frankfort Pike, and that's our main adoption center, spay-neuter clinic. That's where the main stuff
the
happens.
Hub.
Yeah, the hub. And then we have a satellite location, which is inside of the PetSmart in Hamburg Pavilion. That's our Everyday Adoption Center. So the hub is called the Susan Malcolm Humane Campus, and our Everyday Adoption Center is that satellite location.
Nice.
And at that satellite location on Tuesday, we'll have on 11/11, we'll have $11 adoption fees. So folks can come out to that Everyday Adoption Center and find their best friend for life, find their Como, and only have to pay an $11 adoption fee.
Well, that is really, really cool. So $11, one day only.
One day only to celebrate and recognize our veterans who provide an incredible service to this country.
So how many would you expect to be adopted out there that day?
Oh, I'd say double. We'll do double digits.
Right,
You have to keep in mind it's a Tuesday.
Right.
25.
Yeah, absolutely. 25.
And we try to offer these adoption days and these events monthly, if not two or three times a month.
Certainly.
Ways to encourage people to adopt, and if we can, reduce the adoption fees to help them out.
Mm-hmm. Very, very cool. Well, so here's what I'm going to say. Going out on a limb here, the reason I asked. So I'm a veteran.
Thank you.
Well, thank you. I appreciate it very much. So any veteran that goes out and adopts on Tuesday, I'm going to pay their $11 fee for.
That would be wonderful.
Is that okay?
That's amazing.
Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, it's not much, but I just want any veteran that's listening today that wants to go out to Hamburg Pavilion Tuesday and adopt a dog, the fee is waived. It's on me today.
What are the hours? 11 to 7.
11 to 7.
11 to 7.
On 11/11.
Thank you, Mike.
Yeah. And that team who works at that part of our campus is extraordinary. And they'll be thrilled to know that they'll be able to make a lot of magic on that day.
That's cool. So you got me intrigued on something else now, too. And that is this foster thing. Does it, is there a program? Como loves to play with dogs. Mm-hmm. She loves to play with dogs. Is there a program where it's almost like a day? Could I bring her out there to interact with other animals on campus, or would I foster a pet off campus to play with her? Which works best, or is there an option for something like that?
There is a little bit of an option. Mm-hmm. You know, if someone isn't interested, perhaps they're not ready to make the commitment of bringing an animal to stay in their home for mm-hmm. foster care. They're not ready to adopt, maybe not ready to foster. Mm-hmm. We've got an awesome program called Check Me Out.
Yes.
And Check Me Out is open at our main campus mm-hmm. Tuesday through Friday, and then our PetSmart location. It's also available on Sundays.
Yes, on Sundays, 11 to 2.
And folks can come in, and we've got 10 slots open at our main campus, for example, and folks can come in the afternoon, and they can check out a dog. So they can basically pick out a dog that is available for Check Me Out, and they can take that dog out into the community. They can take them, mm-hmm. you know, to a brewery,
to the drive-through,
get a pup cup, to, you know, their backyard to hang out. Mm-hmm. So, you know, if you're interested in engaging your pet with another, that's a great way to get an animal to shelter.
Do you all kind of screen the pets to know which ones interact with other animals more than others?
It goes back to the adoption specialist being matchmakers and knowing their personalities and their behaviors.
So
they would find the best fit for Como.
So if Como wanted to play mate, I could just say she's 3 years old, playful. I could come out and
Yeah, you would fill out the information based on her, it sounds like, instead of you, what she's looking for.
Right.
Yeah. Definitely.
And then you might keep it.
That's right.
You know, Megan, that's what your husband did.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
a foster kind of adopted.
Oh,
for
a Summer and I know the trick to get them in the door of the household.
Oh, absolutely.
Foster. You always say it's a foster dog that never leaves.
Right out of my house. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. That would be the case, I would think. Do you find that to be the case? People who foster dogs, do they end up keeping them a lot of time?
Oh, definitely.
They, you know, people call it foster failure. We don't call it that. We like to celebrate foster finds or foster friends. But,
Absolutely. Yeah,
they fall in love. Mm-hmm. And that's the benefit of the foster to adopt program. Mm-hmm.
It's a great way, again, to test drive an animal to see if it's going to be a good fit, because it is a big commitment. You know, it's a commitment for the life of that animal. And so you want to make sure that you are prepared and ready to take on that challenge and that great opportunity.
That is awesome.
And as Director of Development, I do want to plug some sponsors. So Check Me Out is sponsored by MetLife Pet Insurance, the pet insurance company. Mm-hmm. And Foster to Adopt will soon be sponsored by Smucker's. In a few weeks. Yeah. So we're just so thankful to have these businesses behind us to support what we do, because as a nonprofit, we rely on them.
100%.
Mm-hmm. AdoptLove.net.
Yes.
Everybody get on there. Mm-hmm. Let's look at these things. I'm going to bid on the e-bike.
Auctions on there. Raffles on there. Yeah. But most importantly, adoptable photos of dogs and cats are on there.
For sure.
Yeah.
So how can we, from this show, which reaches quite a few people. We, by the way, following us today for the next 2 hours is the Horse Racing Network. Which you know, all the horse people listen to. So as they're listening to this, waiting in anticipation of their show to come on, what can we do to promote you all to Lexington? Mm-hmm. How can we help you?
Certainly, social media is a wonderful thing. Mm-hmm. And I think the biggest impact that folks can do is to join and like all of our social media platforms, Facebook and Instagram, that, you know, it reaches such a wide audience. Mm-hmm. And the content that we have, you know, we share great animals that are available for adoption. We tell folks about all of the needs that we have. We share that need. And then we also promote great events like Kibbles and Bits.
Kibbles and Bids.
The raffle.
Yeah, Bark Bash that we had last month.
Yeah. So that's the easiest way that people can support us and folks can support us is to jump on social media, share our stories, and encourage others in that way. And then come out and see us in the community. You know, we have wonderful events. Those not just our big flagship events that we have 4 times a year, but our organization is also out there in the community and doing small community events. Every month, every week.
Absolutely. And we have our regular events. We have cat yoga, puppy yoga, cats and crafts, and these are events that we host in our lobby of the main campus.
Really? Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
We do trivia, give back nights at restaurants, and these are things we just kind of do constantly around the clock
so that those funds can still keep coming in.
Absolutely.
Before COVID, I know everything's different after COVID, but I haven't picked up on it if it's come back. But before COVID, you all did events at dog parks occasionally, didn't you? Didn't you do some events with food trucks at dog parks?
Oh, definitely. So kind of single events. And those aren't really like our big flagship events, but definitely those would be kind of our community supported events.
That's wonderful. Mm-hmm. Well, very cool. So I'm going to buy a ticket for the e-bike.
Yeah. And then check out the auction. We have over 100 things.
Easily.
I think 115 things in the auction.
Yeah. And so we want to go to where'd you say?
Utah? Lake Tahoe.
Lake Tahoe.
Lake Tahoe. Beautiful.
Yeah.
Two separate packages for that one.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Is there a minimum bid on that?
There is.
$1,200 is a starting bid, but it has a value of over $5,000.
Yes, it does.
Yes.
More importantly, is the house pet friendly?
Yes.
Yes, it is.
Yes, it is.
Absolutely.
Yeah. First vacation with the new dog.
Great facilities.
Yeah. If you get that, you probably get a pup for free.
That's a lucky dog right there. Lake Tahoe for a first vacation.
Yes. Nice. Yeah. So, Chris, when we first met, Chris said he adopted his puppy, who May is like one of the most wonderful dogs ever, for for a cause. And I know there's no competition or anything. What's the difference? What are you all partially funded, or you said you're all donated? So you're not part of the city of Lexington at all?
Right.
WCG.
Yeah. Right. Our partner agency, Animal Care and Control, at our own subsidiary, does operate on an annual renewable contract from the city. So the city does support Animal Care and Control with a budget and funds to be able to provide, be a municipal animal shelter to the community and provide all of those services like lost and found pets, microchipping, low-cost vaccinations, and then also our animal control officers go out and respond to animal-related emergencies.
Right.
So that is funded through the city of Lexington. And then the Humane Society on the other end of the building is we are funded 100% from generosity of folks and your listeners. So
the community listening, like, donate to that because you don't know. You're probably supporting somebody who's taking care of a dog that might end up in your hands.
Right.
Like when I adopted May, she was driven in from a foster family from a farm in Ohio who drove 3 hours, didn't know if I was going to take her or not.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but they put the effort in.
Wow.
People like that do this work because they took the whole day of their lives on a chance that I might adopt this dog.
Yes, I agree.
The heart that those people have is
it's incredible, and that's what we're built upon. And definitely there is a place and there is a purpose for all of the national organizations like the ASPCA, like Humane World for Animals. But if you are wanting your dollar to impact the lives of animals in your community, the best place you can donate is to your local animal shelter, like the Lexington Humane Society.
Yeah.
And we will ensure we are a 4-star rated by Charity Navigator. Mm-hmm. And we keep our overhead very low so that we can make sure that the funds that folks donate to us go directly back to the care and the support of the animals in our care and to support their adoption. And so that's a big responsibility. It's a huge honor for us, for folks to entrust us with their donation. Mm-hmm. There are so many places that need.
Sure.
So many organizations that are serving a need. And so for people to support us and to choose us to honor the legacy of a pet by donating an honor or supporting us in some way through donating, we don't take that lightly. And we ensure folks that we use that money to the best of our abilities to further the lives of animals in our care.
It's amazing. I know. Yeah, Colin.
Well, no, go on. I was going to say at the same time, so many kids out there that don't really understand what it is to put a day's work in, right?
Mm-hmm.
And in Ireland we have this, and I don't know if you guys have it here. How do you do a day, or do you guys have days where like parents can take their kids to go and volunteer to help out to clean out different things and take dogs for walks and actually work at the location?
We utilize volunteers for so many different areas, and you can volunteer starting at age 16 on your own. Or if you're with an adult, it can be younger than that as well. As long as they go through the training, they help out with the cleaning, the walking, the phone calls, the events, the fundraising, We are so thankful. We have volunteers in the building every single day.
So if you're under 16, an adult
just
has
have an
to be
adult
with
come
you.
With you. And yeah. The adult will enjoy as well.
Yeah,
oh, for sure.
Yeah, yeah.
And we rely, to Megan's point, on our volunteers. We cannot do our work without them. Just in our last fiscal year, we had over 13,000 hours that were committed to by volunteers. 13,000 hours. That equated to us having an additional 6 full-time employees on our staff for the year. That's the amount of support that volunteers gave us in the past year.
That's a great question, colleague. Yeah, because volunteering is so important. And again, you know, Chris and I have a personal commitment to Alzheimer's. And I know it's difficult going to people just every year, please give, please give, please give. But it's so important to the community and to families to continue to do that. And sometimes it's hard to dig down your pocket, but we can all go volunteer.
Absolutely.
Yes,
we can
all go and that volunteer. Is still just
donate
as valuable.
Donate time. Yeah.
Absolutely. Every hour counts in the lives of what you could be doing to impact that animal and the support that you can show our team. And we're not a dark, dirty, dingy type of place. We're clean, bright, open. Our animals are wonderful. We have fun.
Come check out the Henry's houses.
Absolutely.
The what houses?
Henry's houses are dog cabins with their own play yards. They're little houses.
What? Mm-hmm.
Couch, AC, heat, light, and they all have their own fenced in yard.
Where you want to go.
Where
that's
volunteers
right,
can spend time with the dogs. Staff can spend time with them or potential adopters.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so if you can't make the commitment to adopt, there are certainly other ways that you can help out that make just as huge of an impact.
Okay. Absolutely. I got to ask one more question. Dog yoga.
Yeah.
In the lobby. What days? What times?
Yeah.
We do cat yoga.
Vibe
Studio.
Vibe Studio.
Vibe Studio every month. It's typically the last Thursday of the month. We do a book club with the public libraries of Lexington called Check Me Out.
All right.
It's in the Habitat area as well, and that's sponsored by Nancy T. Bear in the second.
Yeah.
And then puppy yoga.
Puppy yoga.
Puppy yoga, which is puppies. Adorable, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
We just recently have one. We changed the date. It was on a Saturday, I think at 12 o'clock before we opened at 1 in the puppy play yard, and it did really well. So that's something we hope to continue and offer monthly. In the past, we've offered that at Vibe Studio also.
Yeah, they're great supporters and good friends of
ours. Yes, we're thankful for them.
That is such a wonderful thing.
Puppy yoga. How fun is that?
Puppy yoga,
In the spring, we had a lot of rabbits, so we talked about rabbit yoga as well.
Yeah.
Our show's come to a close, ladies, and I just want to thank you all so much, Summer, Megan, for being on the show and everything you guys do. I mean, the commitment you make to Lexington and the pets and the animals here, I mean, I just can't thank you enough. We're here to support you any way we can. AdoptLove.net. Let's get on kibbles and bids. Everyone, let's support this the biggest way we can. Time's up. Mike Warner, thank you for listening. We'll be back next Saturday. Brokers, Builders, and Bourbon of the Bluegrass. If you're buying, building, remodeling, call Chris or I. My cell number is 859-421-0800. We thank you very much. We'll be back next Saturday. We're going to howl?
I suppose so. Let's
okay.
do it.
Okay. Come on, did you get your howl in?
Listen to Brokers, Builders, and Bourbon presented by The Hound, 96.1 FM, Saturday mornings from 7 a.m. to 8 a.m., followed by the Horse Racing Radio Network from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m.